John Lothian News caught up with Dino Melito, co-COO of the fintech firm Dash, at the Security Traders Association midwinter meeting. Explain the Dash alternative trading system that debuted recently.
What we really announced today was sort of the unveiling of the ATS within our sensor suite of algorithms. So, you know, sensor is our core suite of algorithms. They do the vast majority of the volume that we do on the options side. And we do a lot of business on the options side. I mean, we're currently routing 16% of the daily OCC volume is routed through Dash. So we have a tremendous amount of flow going through our pipes. Now the ATS is now a logic step, you know, within our sensor suite.
What's the focus of your order routing initiative?
Our ATS is focused on options. And what really makes our ATS different, you know, is the fact that we use an RFQ mechanism, you know, within the ATS. So this isn't an ATS where an order sits, okay? We get an order from a client that we consider marketable. And the way we define marketable is if an order comes in at the midpoint or better, okay? So if we get an order that's at the midpoint or better, we then send out an RFQ to the liquidity providers and market makers that are in the ATS, and they respond to that order, okay? If we have a response that improves the NBBO, either in size or in price, you know, we have a paired order. We then take that order to an exchange where it goes, gets put up, you know, gets crossed, and at the exchange it actually goes through another auction mechanism. So, our clients are getting two chances, you know, for price improvement. You know, first the market makers in our ATS can improve the price there. You get another chance for price improvement at the exchange cross. You know, in addition to that, sometimes we might not get price improvement, but we increase the size of the NBBO. So the third thing is sometimes, you know, we're able to mitigate some exchange fees, possibly not removing from an exchange that has a high taker fee. When we can find the liquidity ATS, it saves our clients money.
How is Dash unique in the fintech space?
Really what sets Dash apart, I think, from others, I mean, there's a few things, but number one, extremely flexible architecture. So, Sensor allows us to define routing tables, for our clients down to the single stock level that are fully customized. So, if client A wants one set of routing behaviors in Microsoft, client B wants something totally different, that's just the click of a button for Dash. Within that, we can say, hey, if it's a really volatile day, use a different fee sensitivity or different urgency, which will give you a completely different set of routing behaviors than on a day that, let's say, it's a very slow day. The way you trade a name like Sprint is very different from the way you would trade a name like Tesla, right? So we can give clients two different routing behaviors for two different names. Sensor's very customizable. It's very flexible. In real time, we can make changes to suit the market needs or any of our clients' needs. And then in addition, what's really sort of unique about the whole Sensor suite, and really Dash in general here, is, it's full transparency. So when Dash launched in 2012, was when Dash became its own company, we came out with our, it's called Dash 360 today, 100%, full transparency in every detail of a client's order. So, where we route, why we route, what the market data was when we sent that order, what did our SORC that made us make those decisions, what were the fees, what were the rebates, everything that we do, we show our clients.
Can fintech systems improve market liquidity?
We've recently launched our Sensor Improve product. So Improve specifically is an algorithm that it attempts to trade much like a high touch or an upstairs trader would trade. So instead of an electronic experience where someone's just giving us an ultimate limit and we're sort of sweeping at that limit or posting at a limit, what Improve does is it probes for liquidity at different price points. So, if a market's 50 cents wide, 60 cents wide, and the client says, hey, I want to pay the offer, I need to buy those, but they don't have the time or the interest to sit there and try a bunch of different price points along the way, our Sensor Improve algorithm will work it. There's an algorithm behind the algorithm that determines where we're going to start that order, how we're going to sort of game the order and move it up and move it down and try to find some price improvement for that client. So that's a new algorithm that we have on both the single and complex lake side that we released last year. It's, providing great value for clients. We're excited about getting that out to more clients in 2020 as well. And then, of course, yes, the ATS is a really big 2020 initiative. We're just excited to get some flow going through there.
This is Suzanne Cosgrove reporting for John Lothian News.